you know.
Kidnap these children, except he already has.
Hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp. And all the people dressed like monkeys.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Massage. That's...
So, this is your first appointment coming to see us? Excellent. Well, it's lovely to meet you. How did you hear about us? I always like to ask. Oh, wonderful. Well, word of mouth is always, in my opinion, the best way. Because then you know your clients are left happy. Okay then, let's begin by making some notes. Okay. Before we begin, are you nice and comfortable? Wonderful. Can I get you another glass of water? Or tea, coffee? You're okay. Okay. Will you just let me? Page. Okay, so it's wonderful to have you here today. Just write down the date. Okay, now what made you book this initial consultation?
My balls!
A special birthday coming up.
Sex on the phone, I'm so alone. Some sex on the phone, I need it so. Okay. I do what you say. Come on.
We love lap dances. He dares a motherfucker to come in his face.
And I got a motherfucker to come in my face. baby. Tone is Harley, baby. Chicks nickname potty, they get high my dick. I take them to my home. They call it the cockpit. Top and take off, the pennies they buy quick. Now that's first class, fuck hanging, that's some fly shit.
Oh, baby, you
we'll be right back.
Coldplay weighs in on this catalog. It's one of those uncut gems. Oh! You know, it's like, just pretty much. Running his own, music review YouTube channel.
Audio, I'm going to teach you how to generate free website traffic by using all the promotional possibilities presented to you by video hosting sites like YouTube.com.
Great.
In case you are somehow unaware of YouTube,
what is that?
It is a site that hosts millions of videos submitted by viewers of the site, which are then freely available for anyone to watch.
Well, those all sound pretty bad to me.
Idea of how popular YouTube is, according to leading online industry specialists, it is the fourth most popular site on planet Earth that attracts 39 million unique visitors each month from the USA alone. Maybe this
Alexa
will give you some idea of why
scam-ass, fake-ass bullshit in the world.
And their site last
people
year
fucking still cite that shit like, hey, well, I don't know.
Yes, that was
I think I know a thing or two about the internet, and according to Alexa, like,
never,
yeah, all right.
So far, ever made a single cent of profit. So how would you like to get a chunk of those 39 million monthly visitors dropping in on your site? It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Well, the great news is that it's really not hard to do, as long as you are willing to take a few basic steps. The first thing you need is a video that you can put up on the YouTube site.
All right, I got this
but
video.
Don't
it's,
for a minute let the thought of making one put you off.
MrHands.avi. Can I just upload that?
About Spielberg or a Woody Allen production here. A video does not have to be super professional or polished to enjoy great success on YouTube. Many of the most popular videos are simple home movies. Many are not even real videos at all.
What?
With many folks simply sticking together a montage of still pictures and adding a background music track. So technical skills are not that important. What is, however, vitally important is the subject matter of the video. Think of YouTube video
hardcore
as if it were a TV commercial for your site. If it's interesting, then people will watch it. If it's not, it'll be turned off within seconds.
Oh.
Your YouTube video has got to make people want to watch it. Funny videos, for example, are very good. Likewise, videos featuring children and animals, especially if they are doing something funny or cutesy.
Funny.
And remember
funny
to
animals.
Keep the video short, less than 2 or 3 minutes is best, so that the people who are watching it don't lose interest. So the first thing is to get that video made and get it posted onto the YouTube site.
Put it on the YouTube.
Before you do so, however,
I gotta do YouTube.
Let me explain just how you can use your video to help bring free traffic to your site and so help your business. If you are using a PC driven by Windows, then chances are pretty good that you will have Windows Movie Maker on your machine already.
Okay.
Use this program to compile your video. Then at the end of the video, include a last frame that points the viewer to your site. Something like, want to see more? Visit blahblah.com.
That's okay,
this will
blah,
point
blah,
the viewers
right
in the correct direction. You can also include the site name at the beginning of the video too, if you want, with a tagline like, this video was created by blahblah.com, or proudly brought to you by blahblah.com. This has the advantage of pre-warning the viewer that there is a website associated with the video.
Look out!
And it also
there's a website.
When they see it at the end, they have more chance of remembering it. Just be careful not to overdo it. There would be no quicker way of turning the viewer off the video than bombarding them with your website details. The final question to think about is, how do you ensure that the viewer is going to be a potential targeted customer rather than just a random viewer? Well, of course, you cannot do this completely. But one thing you can do is add tags to your video when you upload it to YouTube. These tags are like keywords that are associated with your video and should help pull in the kind of viewers that you want. If at all possible, of course, you should try to tie the theme of the video itself to the same subject matter. For example, if you sell pet supplies online, then it would make sense to feature a funny animal video that is tagged with phrases like funny animal, cute cats, or some such phrase. One tip is to run a search on YouTube and find what popular phrases you can tie into your video. Then use those tags, even if they are not 100% directly related to your video.
I got you.
So, in a nutshell, to get free traffic from YouTube or any other video site, you need to make a video. Make it funny or cute, tag it with the appropriate keywords or phrases, and make sure that your website appears at least once in the video. By following this simple plan, you will give yourself a chance
of attracting
a slice of the many millions of visitors who spend time on YouTube to your website. It's simple,
thousands of funny, cute videos.
So there really is no good reason that you should not start promoting your site on YouTube right now.
Give your podcast a professional flow. Open-ended questions are always great conversation starters. With that in mind, let's begin with one. What's your favorite movie? No doubt, as soon as you think of the answer, scenes from it
Mr.
begin to
Hands.
Play in your mind.
AVI.
Now, keep thinking about your favorite movie.
Oh,
only
I'm
instead
about
of just picturing it, try to remember listening to it. Next, think about a very exciting or action-packed scene from it. If you're like most people, you're probably almost watching and listening to it again in the theater as you think about it.
Yep.
Next question. How do you know for sure that the scene you've picked is an exciting or action-packed one? And no, the answer I'm looking for isn't the action on the screen. Still stumped? The answer is in the clue I gave you earlier. Think about listening to the movie. If your answer is the movie's soundtrack or background music, you're absolutely right. The musical transitions let you know what's happening or give you a clue about what's going to happen. Well, believe it or not, you can use the same pattern for each episode of your podcast. While it isn't a movie, your podcast is still a production. And just like a movie's musical score, you
We're
can use
on
music
a show.
To transition from one segment to another. There are a couple of reasons for doing this. The first and most obvious is it'll make your podcast sound much more professional. Remember, when it comes to marketing, image, even an audio one, is everything. A second reason is it helps with the overall flow of the program. In the same way different types of music are used with specific segments of a game show, incorporating a specific type of music bed for each main segment of your podcast will help the listener follow along. The third and also fairly obvious main reason for using music beds in your podcast is it provides a background for your voice. Unless you're a great speaker and your voice is very pleasant to listen to, most people won't want to listen to a podcast that consists of only your voice. The one exception to this is if you're providing a gotta have it specific unique content for a starving audience.
Oh yeah. That's it.
In another species, a green pink frog, Hyla cinerea, sounds are produced when air is expelled from the lungs at more or less regular and well-spaced intervals.
Sick guitar solo, bro.
Echo short. The final shell shock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you stopped being one.
Whoa.
Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy. YouTube success stories. There are now countless examples of regular folks who have parlayed a clever or creative YouTube video into significant earnings. Below are a handful of videos that have made big bucks for their creators. Natalie Tran was one of the first to hit it big on YouTube, raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years through her community channel page, which has received over 450 million page views. Some of Tran's biggest hits are videos or comps, 4.3 million views, Bad Loser, 6.6 million, and How to Fake a Six Pack, almost 35 million views. She has continued to attract millions of views since she broke through several years ago, and is now parlaying her YouTube stardom into a blossoming film career. David After Dentist. Not surprisingly, cute kids can help a YouTube video tremendously. David After Dentist, a 2-minute video of a 6-year-old, post-teeth cleaning, has been viewed more than 100 million times. That has reportedly translated into more than $100,000 in earnings for the parents, enough to pay for a college education on top of the dentist bill. David After Dentist proves that the best and most profitable YouTube videos are often completely unscripted and capture candid moments. Philly D. Philip DeFranco, better known on YouTube as Philly D, has built several popular YouTube channels with millions of subscribers in total. The channel revolves around what Franco describes as non-news related things to Yo Face. He also hosts the Philip DeFranco Show Sunday through Thursday, where he talks about news and pop culture. By some estimates, Philly D earns close to $200,000 annually from his YouTube videos. Check out the ads running on his channel to get an idea for how this is possible. The Young Turks. This political talk show, which started more than a decade ago and has evolved over the years, is another of the great YouTube success stories. The Young Turks have been extremely successful on YouTube through a very devoted fan base, towering high above many mainstream media outlets in terms of popularity. The Young Turks has become the largest online news show in the world, an impressive feat considering the lack of a traditional or mainstream brand. Smosh. Smosh is the comedy duo of Ian Hecox and Anthony Padilla, both of whom were born in 1987, who began to post their videos on YouTube in 2005 and have since grown to become the most popular YouTube channel out there. Smosh was acquired by Alloy Digital in July 2011. Terms weren't disclosed, but odds are that Ian and Anthony made themselves a bit of walking around money in the deal. Shea Carl. The story of how Shea Butler became a YouTube phenomenon, and made a bit of money in the process, is a strange one, complete with humble beginnings and
are
a bit
any
of good
of these
luck.
Channels
from
still
his birth
relevant?
In Utah
like,
to a Mormon mission in the West Indies to the day he
like,
discovered
oh, right,
YouTube,
I guess I vaguely Shea's remember
an inspiring
about some of these
and
people.
Occasionally sad story. She has parlayed comedy shorts into an online mini-empire, in a journey that anyone looking to hit it big on YouTube can certainly admire. Fred Figlehorn. Fred is actually Lucas Cruikshank, who became a YouTube sensation as a teenager broadcasting from Nebraska. He was born in 1993. Fred describes himself as a really hyperactive, temper-throwing teenager who's stuck in the mentality of a 6-year-old. But that character has worked to the tune of a popular channel and thousands in earnings. Ryan Higa. This success story is another unlikely YouTube star. Ryan started uploading videos when he was a high schooler in Hawaii. Fast forward a few years and Ryan's YouTube channel Nigga Higa has some 7 million subscribers. When you have 30 minutes, take a listen to Ryan's story in his own words, including a detailed discussion of his rise to YouTube stardom. Ryan has also produced a feature-length film, Ryan and Sean's Not-So-Excellent Adventure. Annoying Orange. This channel is the brainchild of former MTV production assistant Dane Bodigheimer. Dane voices an orange who lives on a kitchen counter with other fruits and objects. The series became extremely popular on YouTube, and eventually spawned merchandise that's been sold at JCPenney and other outlets. There has also been an Annoying Orange video game, which is available on iOS and Android devices. Shane Dawson. Shane is a YouTuber who made his rise to celebrity after getting fired from a job at Jenny Craig for uploading a video of himself pole dancing. Shane's popular channel features a wide variety of content, including spoofs on music videos, celebrity impersonations, and comedy videos featuring recurring characters. Dawson's first YouTube bits were videos that he and friends would turn in during high school instead of homework. He's gone on to release several singles on iTunes. Ray William Johnson. Ray's big hit is the YouTube series Equals 3, which features him providing commentary on other viral videos. His channel has accumulated over 2.2 billion views and 7 million subscribers. Ray WJ, as he's known, reportedly takes home close to $1 million annually from his YouTube videos. Epic Meal Time. Not all YouTube success stories are quirky teenage comics. Epic Meal Time is perhaps closer to the type of show you'd see on traditional cable television. The episodes are essentially food porn, with each focusing on the preparation and consumption of a high-calorie, meat-filled meal. This show is also unique in that it is monetized in multiple ways. In addition to traditional ads within videos, the creators sell a line of t-shirts and have also established referral programs with advertisers such as Netflix. Jenna Marbles. Jenna Mori, aka Jenna Marbles, has a master's in education in sports psychology and counseling from Boston University. She's produced some of the most watched videos in the history of YouTube. A couple of her biggest hits have titles like How to Trick People into Thinking You're Good Looking and How to Avoid Talking to People You Don't Want to Talk to. Hear Jen's YouTube success story in her own words in this video, or read a unique profile of her popularity. PewDiePie. Swedish gamer Felix Kjellberg is something of a cult phenomenon on YouTube. Videos featuring him playing video and computer games, often screaming or crying along the way, get millions of views as soon as they're put up. He's managed to make a nice living out of horror game playthroughs, once again proving that there can be opportunities for success in unexpected niches. Wherever Chamorro. The most popular YouTube channel in Mexico, Wherever Chamorro started as a joke but grew into a wildly popular show, a common component in many YouTube success stories. The episodes, which are generally about 10 minutes long, feature young guys talking about relationships, girls, and more. Rooster Teeth. This channel started out as DrunkGamers.com, which featured a group of guys reviewing video games while drunk. It's evolved quite a bit over the years to become one of the most popular YouTube channels with nearly 2 billion views and several million followers. Rooster Teeth hit it big with their Red vs. Blue sci-fi series, and they monetize their YouTube presence partially through DVD sales.
I had never heard of most of those. same Asian Kung Fu generation around for a long time, but I hadn't heard them, and I think I just, I don't know where this came from, but in my head, they were like just some pop punk band from SoCal.
Hey!
North America, the single notes of the territoriality call of individual green frogs can be heard throughout the summer. These sounds are issuing from a ditch near Orange Springs, Florida.
Just recording ditches over here. Sickest ditch recordings you've ever fucking heard.
Shotguns, I seen 12 gauge on pumps.
I don't give a fuck. I can talk a cat on the back of a fish truck. Tell me what's up. All about the games on the hunt. Big buck, big butt, slim weights in her hair bone. Pass it down to me like a hair bone. The Henny got me wetter than whale piss. I died for this shit like Elvis. Boss up and shake down. Get it jumping like a techno breakdown. Night young, then we just get started. Let me whoop my yard at the booze of a gay party. Got smoke, of course. Going up, fireworks on the floor. Take mine and I do it with.
It's good, I like it. Well, we heard it recently, we can move on.
Frog emits a deep-throated sound that corresponds to the scream of the leopard frog.
Uh-huh.
This is always given with the mouth wide open.
Yeah. Stone Sour fans out there. That's right, both of you.
Foolish people do.
Tonight, oh, it stings. Can't
jam nuts.
Cause I'm black. I've been in jail since I was born, homie. I never learned to vote. How was I supposed to know? I'm always...
I'm a little dehydrated today. It's been a little dry around these parts lately anyway, but then I just, yeah. Definitely not drinking enough water.
Let's go!
Fuck up B.O. Fuck up these titties. Fuck up B.O. Fuck up these titties. Fuck up B.O. Fuck up these titties.
Since I was born in 1910.
Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his teddy. Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his teddy. Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his teddy.
Been getting tripped since I was born in 1910.
My main partner on life parole. He don't give a fuck to be nigga roll. Big guns to that first motherfucker that like to go. Yeah. No curve, you fuck 9 o'clock. You can't see the time on this shiny watch. Right. Matter of fact, it's time to rock and it look like my time is stopped. Cause it's so frozen, I'm so cold. Slow it down, I'm so slow. Oh, those P.O.s be popping up any time of day. Violate, that's 90 days. Violate, this nine is crazy. Even one is not a good look. Matter of fact, get a good look. I'm getting money, fuck a piss test. Left the club and I piss my wet. You should keep your bitch in check. While I drop my top while she giving me mega man Detroit with that iron. Making me roar like a lion. You would say that I'm lying. Pack them guns everywhere we flying, bitch.
Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his titties. Fuck up B.O.
Finally, a song with a message, you know?
Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his titties.
Been getting tripped since I was born in 1910.
Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his titties. Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his titties. Fuck up B.O. Fuck up his titties.
Been getting tripped since I was born in 1910.
We true LSD. Even got that Keenan Ivory. Eat pills for the pills. Sleeping pills for 90. Her vagina tidy. I lick a low.
Oh, boy. Well, time to do weekend things. What are those? I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to try and download PSO2, I guess. And then what else do I got to do? Fuck a PSO. Fuck a piss test. As they say. Oh, great. Yes, it's... I mean, tomorrow is, Buck Wild Saturday night, so... gotta get these country classics lined up. Gotta download that Steeler split and make some fucking jack moves. Gotta come up. Gotta start a giant bomb org. Have a grand weekend. See you next week.